Well, officially it's been spring for over a month now, though it's hardly felt like it, at least until today. Temperatures in the high 70s and sunny, and it seems like it's safe to say that the long Boston winter is finally over, and that means it's time for...
Wacky Woodcocks!
Come again?
Wacky Woodcocks!
Well, listeners, as you can hear, Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa is with us, and Adam, pray tell, what are Wacky Woodcocks?
It is a classic New England rite of spring.
Of course.
The woodcock is a bird. And they engage in this very, very peculiar mating display, which you can see around this time of year. And the Mass Audubon Society actually runs a program where they'll take you out to go see this, and they call it Wacky Woodcocks.
Well, I understand. That sounds like, well, wacky.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Good.
So I went out on the Wacky Woodcocks walk the last time around, and here's what happened.
All right, let's listen.
That's the main sound you're going to be listening for, is that meep, meep, meep. I think I got it down. If anybody needs to use the facilities before we go, I highly recommend it.
Hopefully maybe the reason I feel like I could never get into birding is that it's basically the antithesis of on-demand entertainment. Guides can hardly promise you'll actually see anything on an expedition, but Joy Marzoff can come pretty close here at the Mass Audubon Society's Broadmoor Wildlife Sanctuary in Natick. Not because the sanctuary is a haven for all sorts of critters, which it is, but rather the American woodcock's mating ritual is the old faithful of eccentric wildlife behavior. It happens every spring evening from April to June, a few minutes past dusk, and often in the same spot. The geyser analogy also applies in another way, as Joy explains.
They basically soar up, skyrocket up, and do a sort of twisty-turny flight right down.
To put this behavior in context, you have to consider the demeanor of the male woodcock. Search for him on YouTube, and you'll see videos of this lumpy little brown cannonball on stilts with a preposterously long beak and an absurd gait that inspired one YouTuber to provide the following narration.
Walk like a fat chicken. Yeah.
This is the animal that performs what early environmentalist Aldo Leopold called the sky dance. Just after the sun sets, the woodcock picks a spot out in the open where he can easily be seen in the fading light. And when he's sure he has an audience, he blasts upward in an explosive spiral. He hangs in the air for an instant and then dive bombs back to earth.
They can go up several hundred feet, actually. They're not doing a 2 or 3 foot fall.
And why do they do this?
Oh, it's all about impressing the girls.
Oh, of course. Joy leads our group into a shrubby area, and we all get really quiet.
Let's just go nice and slow. He's right in the field right over here.
The chirps of the woodcocks are all around us, though they compete with the spring peepers and a distant commuter train on the Worcester line.
It's almost like right over our heads.
She points up.
There he is.
The fat little bird blasts off. His wings supposedly make a flip-flip-flip sound, though I can't hear it.
He's gonna come down about that same spot, so look for him in this area.
He bobs midair for a moment, and then...
There he is.
Swoom! Back down he zigzags, like a feather falling on fast forward.
Wow! That is a dive-bombing woodcock for sure.
Remember that sound that Joy was demonstrating before?
Meep, meep, meep.
Yeah, that's this that she was demonstrating. It basically translates to, you see what I did? Check it out, I'm gonna do it again. We watch as this particular fellow leaps and dives a couple more times before presumably getting lucky. Joy decides to pack it in.
Well, let's go ahead and start to head on back since it's getting a little darker. But I hope you guys got a great view that first time because he went bam right down in front of us.
So Anthony and Meghna, I hope that I communicated that this was actually kind of a really cool experience. And I say that as someone who doesn't normally get into this sort of thing.
Except, Adam, now I'm going to call you the David Attenborough of Radio Boston. But how common is this display? I mean, do you have to go to Broadmoor or can you see those wacky woodcocks in your own backyard?
It's very, very common, but it's honestly getting a little bit harder to come by because the woodcocks have actually not been doing so well in New England in recent years because... you know, we've talked about this on the show before, that forests in New England are actually on the rebound. Yeah. And that's bad for woodcocks because they like shrubland. You know, plus they're game birds. You know, people shoot them. They're nowhere near endangered yet, but still it might be increasingly hard to catch this crazy display while the season lasts. So if you want something close to a sure thing, the Mass Audubon Society runs their Wacky Woodcocks program one more time this Friday at 7:30 out at Broadmoor, and we've got details at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Many thanks, Adam. When we come back, it was just a simple press conference, just a straightforward, first in history, power to move the global markets press conference. We'll analyze Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's performance today. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.